ask a sincere interest in your prayers tonight. You will turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. Begin reading. To lay a little foundation for the reading tonight, Abraham had just come from a great victory against the kings that had come in and taken Lot prisoner. And Abraham had followed them, and there had been a wonderful, great victory. And the Lord came to begin to talk to Abraham. And in verse 1, the Lord spoke and He said, "Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." And Abram said, "Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eleazar of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir." And in verse 6 it said, "He believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness." Yeah. Abram believed the promise that God had given him when He said, "I'm going to give you an heir," and He said, "There's going to be great multitudes that are going to come, that you're going to be the father of many nations." And Abram believed in that promise. He believed what God said, and he had faith that God was going to do what He said He was going to do. Tonight, I trust that each and every one of us will believe that God is going to do what He said He will do. Yes. When God said He's going to give you something, folks, God's going to give it to you.
Amen.
When God says He will save you, He will save you.
Yes.
When God says He can deliver you and will deliver you, He will deliver you. When God says there's a heaven to gain that we talked about tonight, there is a heaven to gain.
Yes.
And Abram believed in God and counted unto him for righteousness. And then it said, he said, "I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it." And he said, "Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it?" The Lord made a covenant with Abraham that day. He said, "I'm going to make you a father of many nations." He said, "I'm going to give you an heir." And he said, "I'm going to give you the land of the Chaldees to inherit it." And Abram said, "How do I know that I'm an inheritor?" And he said unto him, "Take me a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another, but the birds he divided it not. What Abraham was doing was this. God had made a covenant with him. God said, "I'm going to give you an heir. I'm going to give you this land." And this was before the Mosaic Law, understand. But there was still a practice of offering sacrifices that God had instructed His people well before Moses came along. And Abraham took the sacrifices that God told him, a heifer and a goat and a turtle dove and a pigeon, and he divided it up and presented it to the Lord as a sacrifice to the Lord, sealing the covenant that God had made with him.
Yes.
Tonight, the Lord has given each and every one of us many promises, but we are going to have to receive the promises.
Yes.
And I wonder tonight, and I'll just ask you to examine and think back in your own life. Has God made some covenants with you? times that the Lord has come along and spoke very personally with you. And He made a covenant with you. I remember many times in my life, I mentioned the other night, one of the first covenants I remember God making with me was right here. And I was young, and I don't know if my mother remembers or not, but we went back in this Sunday school and prayed. And I remember the dealings and the presence of the Lord to this day because God was there and He met with me. And that was just the beginning, the Spirit of the Lord. So many times I can point back to certain pieces of furniture at different people's homes. I remember I was at my uncle's home as a young man, and I remember a place that God made a covenant with me. I remember back in this room with Brother Clifford Wilson, him giving me counsel and advice, and the Lord met with me there. I remember those times, and those are precious times to me. But do you know that when God makes a covenant with us, He expects us to give something back? This is not one-sided here. God made a covenant with Abraham, and He said, I want you to give me a sacrifice. And so Abraham, he gave the sacrifice as it was commanded by the Lord. In verse 11, it said, when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And we find that God gave him some more information about what was going to happen with his seed and with the inheritance. God said, I'm not going to give it to your children's children right now. It's going to be after they go through some bondage and some hardships, but I'm going to give it to them. And then it's because the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And in verse 17, it said, it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp passed between those pieces. And in the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, and it went on. Tonight, when God makes a covenant with us, and we receive that covenant and we offer a sacrifice, folks, it's just the beginning. This was just the beginning of what God was going to do with Abraham. And so when He made His sacrifices there were fowls. And it's not talking, Brother James, about any of those little sweet pigeons you talk about. These fowls were vultures. They were birds of prey. The translation for fowls here is birds of prey. And He made the sacrifice, and that sacrifice was to be holy and unpolluted to the Lord. But there were birds of prey that began to circle that sacrifice.
Yes.
And during the evening time, as the sun began to go down, those birds of prey, I could just see them swooping down to try to get a bite of that sacrifice that had been given to God.
Yes.
And Abraham did not go to sleep at that point because he wanted to guard the sacrifice.
Yes.
He wanted to preserve what he was offering to God to seal the covenant. And it said he drove away the fowls. Tonight my words are incapable of expressing. They're inadequate to explain the message of the Holy Spirit. But my prayer is tonight that He will speak to each one of us individually. When we meet God and He does something in our life, and we make consecrations along the way, folks, the enemy is going to send some birds of prey along to try to pollute the consecrations that we've made to God.
Yes.
The enemy is going to try to come along and take a bite to minimize the sacrifice and the consecrations that we've made before the Lord. And I have in my mind, the Lord gave me a vision. And I can see tonight, even as we gather in this place, the birds of prey just circling. Just circling, ready to come in and devour your sacrifices and the covenants that you've made with God. And I look along the way and I look in the past and I've seen the sacrifices that people have made. And there's just bones left.
Oh my.
I see sacrifices at one time were made where God met people and made covenants, and the robe is just strewn with just shards of meat where the birds have come in and devoured it and left a mess. You know, birds of prey, they can start getting a little bit aggressive when they're trying to get to some meat to eat.
Yes.
And tonight, each one of us, we have an enemy.
Yes.
There is an enemy tonight that is doing all that he can to destroy the covenants that you've made with God and the covenant that God has made with you.
Yes.
Jesus looked on Simon Peter in Luke 22:31, and he said, "Simon, Simon," he said, "behold, Satan hath desired what? To have you and sift you as wheat."
All right.
Tonight, do you know that Satan desires to have you?
Right.
You say, yes, he wants the world. No. Satan desires to have me.
Mm-hmm.
He desires to have you tonight. The enemy have a long-term plan to pollute your sacrifices and the covenants that you've made with God. When I got saved, folks, that was just the beginning of my journey with God. And when the Lord gave me of His Holy Spirit, He was just equipping me for a long road to live for Him. The enemy has not been my friend. The enemy has tried to do whatever he could with whatever means he could to destroy my soul. And he's doing the same thing in your life. Folks, we need to wake up tonight and have some spiritual discernment.
Yes.
And we need to understand and recognize the devil for what he's doing tonight.
Yes.
Do you know, we look out on the world and we say, it's so dark and it's so sinful, and it is. So you know where the focus of the enemy is tonight?
Right.
It's on those of you that have made some covenants with God.
Yes.
It's with those of you that are still doing what you can to live a holy life, as the Bible teaches. And the enemy has a long-term plan to destroy your soul so you can't make it to heaven. There are too many people that are just getting too at ease in Zion, thinking that I can just kind of coast through. Folks, if you don't give God all you have tonight, you're not going to make it.
That's right.
You're not going to make it. The pressures and the influences of the world are too strong tonight.
Yes.
But I still say, as the Word of God does, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world.
Yes.
This is not a message of defeat. You can have victory tonight.
Yes.
And while Satan does desire to have me and you, if we will stand by Christ Jesus, we can make it with victory tonight. But how is your victory?
Right.
When you look at your sacrifices to God, the places that God dealt with you, do you remember? I remember some of them not very long ago, when the Holy Spirit came in and called for something in my life. And it took me a while to get there. I will freely acknowledge that. It took me a while to get there. You know that when you make a covenant with God and answer and respond to Him, that's where you're going to find greater victory and greater power and greater anointing in your life.
Yes.
But too many times, people make covenants with God and a month later, sometimes it's a day later,
uh-huh,
a week later, a month later, a year later, we need to step back and look and see what is the condition of the sacrifice that we made to God. Tonight, what is the condition of your sacrifice?
Yes.
The things that God promised you and you responded to that and say, Lord, yes.
Right.
I respond, Lord. I receive that. I answer your call. Folks, I look up tonight, and I'm speaking metaphorically this evening. We're going to look into some more metaphors. But the birds of prey are circling God's people tonight.
Yes. Yes.
And we need to wake up and drive away the fowl. These are not birds. Have you seen those ugly vultures? They're disgusting.
Yes.
You look at those things, and it's like it's not a bird. They're big. There are some big vultures and birds of prey. It's not something I want to pat on the head and tame that thing and take it home with me. It has one purpose.
Right.
And its purpose is to devour and tear up. Thus is the devil.
Yes.
He came to steal, kill, and to destroy. Folks, the enemy is at work, and he knows exactly where we are tonight.
Yes.
Be sober, the Scripture says. Be vigilant. In other words, don't take this lightly.
Right.
But wake up. Wake up and be vigilant and watchful because your adversary.
Yes.
Do you see where the adversary is working tonight? And you say, oh no, Brother Michael, it's all peaches and cream. You're asleep.
That's right.
There is joy in the Lord. But when I look around me, folks, the birds of prey are circling. And I have to stay watchful and prayerful and drive the fowls away because I want my consecration to remain unpolluted by the things of the flesh and the things of the world.
Yes.
God will not accept a polluted sacrifice tonight. There are too many people that are saying, Lord, there's still a lot here for you.
Right.
But that which is unclean has come in and began to imbibe and eat on that sacrifice. Those fowls were taking what was intended to be God's. And tonight we live in a world of spiritual compromise where so many people are thinking, I can serve God and serve the world too. No, you can't. No, you can't. You want the joy and the peace that we sang about tonight? You're going to have to drive some fowls away. And it's not that you can say, okay, everything's driven away. About the time you start to get drowsy again, there's a bird of prey that's going to come sweeping in.
Right.
And that's why Jesus said, be watchful.
Oh, yes.
Be watchful. You have an adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion.
All right.
Walking about seeking what? Whom? Whom he made about. Folks, that's talking about us tonight.
Yes.
The enemy is not your friend, and there are too many people, they think they can tame the enemy. They think they can let the enemy, the works and designs of the devil, I can manipulate things that are in spirit and make it work for me. No, you can't. I can't either. We need to drive some fowls away from the places that we have met God.
Yes.
Tonight, remember back, those of you that are saved tonight, do you remember when you got saved? What's happened since then? What's happened to that covenant? Have there been some areas because the fowls have come in and begin to devour? We need to drive them away tonight.
Yes.
And if you're not saved, the fowls are right there working in your life. But there is victory in Christ tonight, a place the Lord can give you the strength to drive the fowls away and make a new sacrifice that's pure before the Lord.
Yes.
There are some people, folks, that just need to throw away the old polluted man and come to the Lord and offer a new sacrifice. And there are others that are not watching.
All right.
Tonight, I just wish the roof was taken off of this building in a spiritual sense,
yes,
and you could see the birds of prey circling around this congregation tonight.
Yes.
Because folks are there.
Yes.
The enemy is not your friend. We want to see and understand the tactics of the enemy. But the Scripture in Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. Against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Folks, the fowls of the enemy are circling tonight, and they're spiritual.
Yes.
It's not something you can see with these eyes, but we are in a spiritual battle, and folks, there is a power of darkness that is working against the power of light that is in your life tonight.
Yes.
And if you have given in to the power of darkness, there is still redemption in Jesus Christ tonight. So while there's opportunity, you better bring it to the Lord.
Yes.
So sad. When I've looked and I've been considering and meditating upon the bones of the past sacrifices that have been devoured by the fowls. You go somewhere that you haven't been for a while and you say, well, where's brother so-and-so? He's not here anymore. Well, where is he? Well, he got discouraged. He sees things differently than he used to see them. Going somewhere else. What happened was that a fowl came in and began to devour that sacrifice. Folks, we can make it tonight.
Yes.
All of us can make it tonight, but we're going to have to drive some things out of our life.
Yes.
If you want, because what happened here is when Abraham drove the fowls away, the Lord came in and He passed over that sacrifice. It said the lantern, it was the fire of the Lord. The fire and presence of God came down on that sacrifice. But until that time, folks, they had to drive the fowls away. There is a time of anointing. There is a time where the Lord gives special infusions of His presence in our lives. But folks, between those times, what are we doing with our sacrifices? How long has it been since you've driven a fowl away in your life? How long has it been? Don't answer me, but in your own mind, how long has it been? Say, well, it's been a long time. Folks, you better start watching. Is there something feeding on your consecration?
Yes.
Has there been something feeding on the covenant that was intended to be pure? It was intended to be sacred. And yet, we say, what happened? There is a very familiar parable that Jesus told in Luke. And this is going to be a mixed metaphor tonight, but I want us to keep in mind as we read this parable, this thought of fowls circling. Because, you know, some of those fowls have names. Mm-hmm. And Jesus gave it with some different metaphors, but the truth remains the same. In the 8th chapter of Luke, we'll begin reading with verse 5. He said, "A sower went out to sow his seed. And he sowed, and some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Some fell on a rock, and soon it was sprung up, and it withered away, because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up to bear fruit 100-fold." And then Jesus began to explain what this meant. He began to explain in detail. He said the seed is the Word of God.
Yes.
I want you to remember the time that the Word of God has come and talked to your heart. How did you respond? You know, it said that the fowls of the air came to devour that seed.
That's right. That's what it's for.
The devil has a purpose tonight to come along.
Right.
When you begin to see the reality of truth,
mm-hmm.
the enemy wants to come along and steal that truth out of your life.
Yeah.
So then we don't see things accurately anymore because the enemy, the fowl, came along and stole it. There is tonight a fowl or a bird of prey of indifference.
Mm-hmm.
God made a covenant with me, and I'm just kind of going along, beginning to get indifferent. How long has it been since you have been stirred by the anointing of the Holy Spirit in your life? How long has it been since you felt that? Or is it just, go to camp meeting, go to church sometimes, and that's another foul. But sometimes I go and things are kind of going along, but I think I'm doing pretty good. And, you know, there's a lot of things in life that really doesn't matter. And, folks, there are some fowls that need to be driven out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
A fowl of indifference to say it doesn't matter. Folks, if this sacrifice is the Lord, I want it to stay the Lord's. I don't want to lose any of the covenant that I made with God. I don't want to lose any of that to the world. Because eventually what happens is when you let one bird, one fowl come in, what does it bring with it?
Uh-huh.
It brings company. And they all start feeding on the sacrifice. And at one point they use just a little bit of difference. And pretty soon the enemy sees there's an opportunity.
Uh-huh.
See the fowl circling tonight. Some indifference. Just being a little bit casual with your soul. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip.
Yes.
That's talking about a leaky vessel.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking about someone that has something. But he says, be careful, be watchful, lest you let the word slip out, lest that fowl come along and rob you of truth that maybe you one time had. Talked about the seed that fell on the rock. And he said they had no root. And in time of temptation, Jesus said, for a while they believe, in a time of temptation, they fell away. Another account said when the sun shone on it.
Uh-huh.
In the heat of the day, it just withered up. I know he was talking about a rock, but what that rock is, that which hinders the root from getting down in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, there are some fowls that are hindering our roots from getting down. They're wanting to feed on our sacrifice. What are things that are keeping us from deepening down in Christ tonight? You know, it might be different for all of us here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What about our love?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is... Jesus told the young rich ruler that came to him, he said, if you want to be perfect,
right,
he said, go and sell how much?
Mm-hmm.
All. Sell. See, God is a God of all.
Yes.
I want all of the sacrifice.
Yes.
I want all of the covenant. I want all of your love tonight. But there is a vulture that's trying to cause our hearts to deviate from loving God with all of our hearts. It's like, Lord, you know I love you, Lord, but I love this too. What makes you excited? That's where your love is, isn't it? Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. There is a foul, folks, that our love, there's things competing for our love. The enemy has brought so many things into our world that is competing with our love for God. And we need to wake up and recognize when it starts touching our life. And we need to do what Abraham and drive it away. I'm not going to let this thing steal or take away the consecration that I made to God and the covenant that God made with me. Think, read about the church at Ephesus that lost something.
Yeah.
What did they lose? They lost their first love. In other words, one of these fowls came along. And it began to devour some of that sacrifice. If you don't mind some self-examination tonight. How's your love for God tonight? Folks, if your love is not fervent, you need to drive some fowls away while there's time. We cannot afford in this world. We cannot afford, folks, to lose that fervency and that fire and devotion for God because there's too many things that are vying for our love and our affections out there. And it doesn't take very long to watch someone that gets a little bit lazy and gets tired of driving the fowls away, and just pretty soon they're sitting there watching one start to eat on that sacrifice. I remember I had a clear conscience before God. I remember the covenant was strong, and it's just not real strong tonight. Folks, we don't have to stay in that condition. We need to drive the fowls away. The Laodiceans that said they were lukewarm, same issue.
Right.
Same condition. They allowed their fervency. They allowed the fire to start going out. And when you lose your love for God, do you know, normally you're going to find that you're starting to spend your time and your energy and your money and your affections, they're going out to something else. So you say, well, what fowls are there in my life? What's your life focused on? I know we have family and we need to love them and care for them. We have jobs. You have school. Those are things that are part of this life. But folks, if we're not careful... if we're not careful, we will stop putting God first in our life, and our affections are going to start going out to the things out there. And if we're going to make it, we're going to have to learn to take a stand and say, I'm not going to allow the enemy to steal something that God has for me. I'm going to say it again this evening. The enemy is not your friend. I'm going to go a step further. The world is not your friend. Am I right? Those of you that have lived a while, is this true? Young people, the world is not your friend. And when you start to look out there and it glitters a little bit, and it does, and it does, and there's a little bit of temporary fun out there, it doesn't last very long. You go that way and you're going to end up with a carcass that's been torn apart. I've seen different ones just in the last few weeks whose lives have been wrecked when they thought they could just all leave the church. I don't want anything to do with the saints anymore as young people. And I see them in middle age now, what sin has done to their life and their minds and their bodies are a wreck. It's because the fowls were there to devour. Oh, the Lord can save them, and He has saved some, thank God. But there is something that was lost. There was something that was lost. Oh, tonight, spare yourself the heartache. The world is not going to bring to you, because the devil is a liar.
That's right.
And when the devil comes along, he says, it's really better out there, and you really don't have to do all that. I want to see a fowl that's trying to devour some of my sacrifice. And I want to stand up and be a man about it.
Yeah.
I want to stand up and acknowledge it and drive it away before it can get its claws in something that God gave to me. God saved me. God purified me. I don't want the world to pollute it. Lord, help us tonight. It's been someone else mentioned this meeting. Actually, it was this morning in the message Brother James brought out about evil companions. Do you know tonight, if you want to preserve the purity of your sacrifice to God, there's going to be some time that you need to recognize what's trying to pollute that sacrifice and commitment. And that means if this person is a bad influence on me and I can see that they're just working it, maybe it's not drugs and alcohol and maybe they're not out carousing, which means they're a pretty good person by the standard of our world. But if it's someone that's just continually giving you that intellectual drift that you don't really have to live a holy life and you really don't need to do that, go back to the Word of God and see what it says. And if you have to put distance between you and those bad influences, then do it, because here's the reality. Your life is at stake. Your spiritual life is at stake because the devil is not on your side. And he's doing everything he can to destroy what is good and pure. Lust. What's the Scripture say about lust? It says flee it. Flee it. Get rid of it. Eradicate it. And you say, well, all right, Brother Michael, it sounds real good, so I can make a trip to the altar and get rid of all fleshly desires, never have to deal with them anymore. Is that what happens? No, because I'm still in the flesh. Still cutting, y'all believe. And you say, oh, Brother Michael, you're saved and have the Holy Spirit. Yes, but I'm still flesh and blood. Men of like passion, so we have to guard our sacrifice. When the enemy comes in with temptation, with the lust of this world in different forms and ways, drive away the fowl. And then you think, I got it, I drove it away. Young people, don't be discouraged when you drive the fowl away and you think, finally, I've got the victory, thank God. And then next week or maybe tomorrow, you see that bird coming back in. Though that's just the enemy. It doesn't mean you failed the Lord. It doesn't mean you didn't have the victory. It just means you be watchful every day and pray and keep driving away the fowl, because one day the Lord's going to come down and consume that sacrifice. And there's going to be no more temptation to have to deal with. But until that time, drive away the fowl.
Yes.
Then he talked about the thorns that grew up. And he said, those are the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life. And it bring no fruit to perfection. In other words, it choked out. It choked out. You know, there are some fowls of pleasure. Cares of life. And Jesus spoke more about this as well in Luke 21. He said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares. He said, for as a snare shall it come upon all of them. Folks, we are not exempt from that. And that means we may say, well, I'm doing pretty good on the surfeiting part and on the drunkenness. Those fowls, I just took out my machete and killed them. I'll tell you what. There ought to be some dead birds of prey laying around our sacrifice, folks. But the reality is, there's going to be more that come.
Right.
There's going to be more that come. He said, this is a snare. And I wonder how many tonight, their sacrifice has been polluted because of the cares of life. It's not all about black and white sin, folks. It's about the things that affect your walk with God. And you don't need me or any other minister to be church policeman in your life. You know where you're living tonight. You know the covenants that you've made with God. And you know better than anybody else the condition of your sacrifice. But there are some birds that need to be driven away. I've watched so many people, the cares of life, just like these thorns, or these birds of prey, cares of life, taking and robbing what God wanted. I had something for you to do, and you were so busy. Probably if we went around tonight and asked everybody how they were doing, you know, probably most of us would say, oh, I'm just busy. What are you busy doing? What are we busy with, folks? There's needs in the work of God. What's the condition of your sacrifice tonight? There's things that people just even in their basic relationship with God. This person's not at service and they're here every once in a while. Why? What are they doing? Well, they're just pretty busy. I want to tell you, that will take a spiritual toll, folks. Don't think that it won't. Because those birds of prey, they're just circling. And they know how to capture and snare and get a little bit of what was intended for God. Folks, we need to be on guard tonight. Is there anything choking out the Word in your life? Foul the pleasures of life? You young people, you serve the Lord and you give your life to the Lord, you're going to find something really good. You're going to find that you will have to give some things up. You will. But you're going to find that every time that you have to give something up, the Lord's going to give you something better to fill its place. And I can say, the Lord's done that for me. And He's done it for everybody here that said, Lord, here's my sacrifice. And the Lord made some covenants. And then sometimes the Lord says, I want another goat put on there. Lord, I gave you a heifer and one goat already. Now you're asking for my last goat. Just a little bit of pleasure, something that maybe just, it was me. Something I liked. And the Lord said, I want that too. But Lord, I want that too. You want to feel the presence of God in a greater way tonight? Drive the fowls away. Drive the fowls away. And you're going to find that the presence of the Lord is going to be richer in your life than you've ever experienced before. In Galatians 5, as we wind down tonight, Galatians 5, verse 7, he said, you did run well. He said, who did hinder you that you did not obey the truth? Who did hinder you? What is it? You know, there are birds of prey. There are fowls tonight. It's anger. There are people, folks, that their covenant with God has been marred and polluted out of anger at how someone has treated them. Do you know what we need to do with anger tonight and resentment? We need to drive it away by the presence of God, that there's no room in my life for anger. The resentment. How many saints of God have got resentments in their life? Deep-seated roots of bitterness. Do you know that's stealing some of your sacrifice? It's stealing a place that God wants to fill with His love. And I can just see those birds tonight thinking, well, if I can't get them to go the way of the world, I'm going to call someone that they're close to, someone that says they're a saint, And I'm going to have them do something unintentionally that's going to really hurt them. And the other person was flat out wrong, whether it's perceived or not, whether it's real or perceived. The reality is, you've got to deal with it. I want us to see the enemy for who he is tonight.
Yes.
That's the work of the enemy. It's one of those fouls that's coming in trying to get hold of saints' lives, to have bitterness, to disrupt unity. What are we going to do with those things? I want to drive it away. I don't want bitterness, folks. The Scripture says to him that thinketh he standeth, take heed, lest what? Lest he fall. Tonight, take heed. None of us are exempt. None of us have enough gray hair or enough experience to say, I'm there. I'm there. No, we need to watch more than ever, folks, to him that thinketh he standeth. Be watchful, because the fowls are circling tonight. And they have killed a lot of souls and devoured a lot of sacrifices that God wanted. Folks, the enemy tonight is encroaching on so many people's lives. There are some things that need to be eradicated tonight that are causing people to stumble. So this evening, as you look on your own life, have you made some covenants with God? Do you remember those times the Lord dealt with you about something in your life and you knew it was the Lord? Do you remember that time? And you said, yes, Lord, I will give that to you. What's the condition of that sacrifice tonight? Do you still have the love of God burning in your heart this evening? You still love God with all your heart? Or have there been some thorns, some fowls that got you caught up in some things to distract you from a greater and higher purpose in serving the Lord? I want to encourage you tonight to drive the fowls off that are hindering you. You know that God wants to make some more covenants with us tonight. The Lord has something He wants to do for you tonight. But we also have a part to play. And we're going to have to be willing, number one, to make the sacrifice. And we're going to have to guard that sacrifice. So in closing tonight, are you guarding your sacrifice? How are you from last year? Have you guarded your sacrifice? Or have you still been driving the fowls off? Or are they getting closer and closer? Tonight, there is power in the blood of Jesus, that all sin can be eradicated from your life. There's power tonight. For those that feel like I've tried it before and it hasn't worked, folks, there is power not in what you can do for yourself, but for what God can do for you. And for those that are saved tonight, but yet you look at your sacrifice, and as you do, don't forget tonight to look across the road at those that used to be here. Got some friends and family and people that we love that the fowls came and devoured their sacrifice. They're not here anymore tonight. I don't want you all to lose something precious that God has given to you. Don't allow the enemy to take advantage tonight, but stand up, or rather kneel down low at the cross of Jesus Christ, and drive the fowls away that you can live one more day with victory, preserving your sacrifice and covenant holy before God.